In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father of mercies and God of all consolation, come to the aid of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may attend to your word, confess our sins, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer.
Amen.
With you, O Lord, there is forgiveness.
Let you may be cured.
Out of the depths,
I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities,
O Lord, you would say.
But with you there is forgiveness.
Let you may be cured.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits.
And in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than watchmen for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love.
And with him is plentiful redemption.
And he will redeem Israel
from all of his iniquities.
With you, O Lord, there is forgiveness.
Let you may be cured.
On Ash Wednesday, we began with an extended confession of sins. During the intervening days of this Lenten season, our Lord has called us to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the power of the devil. All that prevents us from trusting God and loving each other. To this struggle against sin, death, and the power of the devil, we each were committed at our baptisms. Yet we do not struggle alone. God's forgiveness and the power of his Spirit to amend our lives continue with us because of his love for us in Jesus, our Savior. God never wearies of giving us that forgiveness and the peace and new life that come with it. In the words of individual holy absolution, we receive forgiveness as from God himself, not doubting but firmly believing that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. Similarly, the sacrament of the altar has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sins, who fear God's wrath, and who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Since we intend to receive this sacrament on this night when he instituted this meal for our salvation, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves as St. Paul urges us to do. When we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God. And to deliver us, he took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we might more confidently believe these things and be strengthened both in the faith and in the holy living that flows from the faith, our Lord Jesus Christ this night instituted the sacrament of the altar. We do this in remembrance of him and giving him our most heartfelt thanks. We also take up crosses and follow him. And as he has loved and served us, so we love and follow him and serve one another in words and actions. For we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread and one cup. May the almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Thank you. sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserved His wrath and punishment.
I do confess.
Truly, you should so confess, for Holy Scripture declares, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Do you heartily repent of all your sins committed in thought, word, and deed?
I do repent.
Truly, you should so repent, as did the penitent sinners King David, who prayed for a contrite heart, Peter, who wept bitterly, the sinful woman, the prodigal son, and others. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all your sins?
I do believe.
Truly, you should so believe, for Holy Scripture declares, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Spirit, you will henceforth amend your sinful life?
I do promise.
Truly, you should so promise, for Christ the Lord says, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all of your sins?
I do believe.
As you believe, even so may it be done unto you. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And I encourage you to come to me privately, in order for me, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, to forgive you individually of all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is Maundy Thursday, or Holy Thursday, the newer name for it. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Exodus, the 24th chapter. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
And call the name of the Lord.
What shall I render to the Lord?
For all his benefits to me.
I will lift up the cup of salvation.
And call the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord.
In the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
O Lord, I am your servant.
I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
And call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord.
In the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord.
In the midst of Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
And call on the name of the Lord.
The epistle reading is from the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you." And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Return to the Lord our God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord. Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, number, 670. Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's Old Testament reading, Moses sprinkled on the people of Israel the blood of the covenant with the Lord. And representatives of the people of Israel beheld God and ate and drank. In today's epistle reading, the divinely inspired author of Hebrews tells us that Moses is sprinkling that blood of the covenant essentially forgave sins. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus commanded his disciples and us today to eat his body and drink his blood of the covenant, which blood is poured out for many, that is, for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Only St. Matthew's account of our Lord's institution of his Holy Supper makes so explicit that we eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. The new covenant centers on the forgiveness of sins. To be sure, the old covenant, which was started centuries earlier, essentially on the same day as Passover, with its lambs and the corresponding exodus of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, that old covenant included various sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins, such as a bull, ram, and two goats on the Day of Atonement. But Passover, the Day of Atonement, and every other covenant and every other sacrifice all come together on this one Jewish day that we think of as Holy or Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. Even as all prophecy points to and is fulfilled by Jesus in his giving his body and blood, first in the Holy Supper and then on the Holy Cross, all for the forgiveness of sins. Since consuming blood was forbidden in the Old Testament, Jesus, in today's gospel reading, telling his disciples to eat his body and drink his blood, even for the forgiveness of sins, might have been profoundly shocking and seemed unthinkable to his disciples. Although they had earlier heard Jesus speak about the need to eat his flesh and drink his blood, as he taught in the synagogue at Capernaum. After that teaching, the 12 stayed with Jesus. But the Jews disputed among themselves over how Jesus could give them his flesh to eat, and many of Jesus' larger group of disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So theologians came to use the technical term capernatic in order to refer to a purely natural physical eating of Jesus' body. On the basis of Holy Scripture, the Lutheran reformers rejected such a capernatic eating, along with rejecting charges of cannibalism and questions such as whether communicants chewed the flesh of Christ with their teeth and digested it in their stomachs. As Jesus' disciples in today's gospel reading essentially examined themselves and asked Jesus whether they would be the one who would betray him, so we should examine ourselves in regards to such things as our discerning the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Supper.
in regards to our discerning the body of Christ that is the church, and in regards to our repentance in general, whether we are sorry for our sinful nature and all of our sin, and whether we believe, especially the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. We examine ourselves so that we do not eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, and so be guilty of concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Too often, we place our senses and reason over God's word, or we try to probe too far into the supernatural and heavenly mystery that is the Holy Supper. An account of our sinful nature and all of our actual sin, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment, apart from our being forgiven by God the Father for his Son Jesus' sake, as we are led to repent by the power of the Holy Spirit. Triune God, out of his great love for even fallen humankind, takes the initiative to save us who are estranged from him. As we heard in today's epistle reading, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, given by God to make atonement for our sin. Moses offered the blood of oxen, but Jesus freely offered his own blood. In Jesus, the Son of God unites a sinless human nature with the divine nature. So he could die on the cross for our sin, and his death could be sufficient for the sins of the whole world. One single sacrifice for all people who have lived, now live, or ever will live. Of course, as Jesus in today's gospel reading looked forward to drinking wine new with his disciples in his Father's kingdom, so the future came. On the third day, he rose again, ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of the Father, will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, and will rule over his kingdom that has no end. When we are sorry for our sin and trust God to forgive us for Jesus' sake, then God does forgive us. And we are at peace with him and already now have his eternal joy. Jesus died objectively for all people. But all people do not repent and so subjectively receive his forgiveness as he gives it through his word and sacraments. St. Paul writes to the Romans and to us that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death and shall certainly be reunited with him in a resurrection like his. We who privately confess the sins that we know and feel in our heart are individually absolved as validly and certainly even in heaven, as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with us himself. And so baptized and absolved, we are admitted to the Holy Supper, where bread that is the body of Christ given for us and wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us give us the forgiveness of sins, and so also life and salvation. Although St. Matthew's account of our Lord's institution of his Holy Supper does not speak explicitly up to its repetition, other accounts do. And we know that we daily sin much, and we who hunger and thirst for righteousness are satisfied with such daily bread. We eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. In the words of today's psalm, we lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. One commentator says that our drinking the blood of Christ does not violate the Old Testament command against consuming blood, because our drinking the blood of Christ is the reason for the Old Testament command against consuming other blood. Against the false teaching and practice of other religious traditions, we can speak of his body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine, both rejecting the false idea that the bread and wine are changed into his body and blood in such a way that their essences or substances are no longer present, and indicating a sacramental union both between the substance of the bread and his body and between the substance of the wine and his blood. Under normal circumstances, we both eat Christ's body, no matter how small of a fragment of unleavened bread, and drink Christ's blood, no matter how diluted the wine. We know that in the Holy Supper, we receive Christ, both spiritually by faith and sacramentally in our mouths, supernaturally and incomprehensibly. We take our intellect captive in obedience to Christ and accept by faith this supernatural and celestial mystery of his Holy Supper as it is revealed to us in God's Word. And so, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthens and preserves us in body and soul to life everlasting.
Amen.
Thank you. That's much better. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, our only mediator and redeemer, we thank thee that in the night in which thou wast betrayed, thou didst institute for us the holy sacrament of thy true body and blood as a perpetual memorial of thy death, a solemn pledge of thy mercy and continual presence, and an effectual means of grace. Thou art our Passover in this holy supper, and by giving us thy body to eat and thy blood to drink, Thou dost grant us a wondrous communion with thee as very members of thy body, and dost impart and seal to us the merits of thy death, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, that even as thou, we are righteous and acceptable in the sight of God. O Lord, we have in no wise deserved and can never sufficiently thank thee for thy goodness. We beseech thee, however, to strengthen us through this salutary gift in faith towards thee, and enable us daily so to appropriate and experience the blessings of thy passion, that we may heartily praise thee for our redemption, and from day to day be more intimately united unto thee by faith and love. Kindle in us evermore such fervent longing for blessed communion with thee in the Holy Supper, that we may come often to thy table. Do thou also by thy Holy Spirit work in us true repentance and a lively and steadfast faith in thy gracious promises, a sincere desire to be in perfect love with all people, and the earnest purpose to amend our sinful lives, that we may be meet and worthy partakers of the Holy Sacrament, and with full pardon of our past sins, be quickened in the way of righteousness, and that we may serve thee in holiness and pureness of living, in giving thee continual thanks for all thy goodness. May thy Holy Supper be a source of comfort to the penitent, a means of enrichment to the poor in spirit, to the sick a sweet relief from the bitterness of pain, and to the dying a pledge of their inheritance with the saints in light. Abide in thy church with thy gracious presence, and let her at all times be a faithful keeper and dispenser of the heavenly treasures entrusted to her for those who believe in thee. Bless the right use of the means of grace wheresoever people keep the remembrance of thy death till thou come. Let thy word and sacrament strengthen our souls during the days of our pilgrimage on earth, until hereafter we shall partake of thy supper with thee in thy Father's kingdom, where thou livest and reignest with the Holy Ghost and the Father, ever one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me."
As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us Your body and blood to eat and to drink, You lead us to remember and confess Your holy cross and passion, Your blessed death, Your rest in the tomb, Your resurrection from the dead, Your ascension into heaven, and Your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. This is the body of Christ given for you. Amen. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. In this sacrament, you have granted to us pardon and comfort, so that we may be assured of our eternal salvation. Continue to send down your rich blessing on us, who here remember the suffering and death of your Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You can put the candles up. Congregation may be seated.
Forsaken me. Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. And stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it.